Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World, Scala Report with Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm with business on all the occupied continents, especially Asia. But we're looking right now at Europe because Xi Jinping, the General Secretary and President of the People's Republic of China, is on a European tour. Why? Because direct foreign investment has declined remarkably over these last years. At the same time, the property bubble has burst and consumer demand is not what it needs to be to offset the property bubble collapse and the foreign investment. Chris, a very good evening to you. The headline in the Financial Times, China's trade returns to growth on back of AI equipment imports. What does that mean? Imports doesn't mean they're manufacturing it. And AI is associated with high-end chips that they're forbidden or blocked from acquiring. So how to interpret this idea of growth with AI equipment imports? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I would interpret that as straight propaganda with the Chinese trying to latch on to the greater financial press around AI. China is in desperate need of external capital to restart many of the areas of the manufacturing economy there that are slow globally. Demand has fallen off. China is the factory floor for much of the world, and that factory floor is running low on orders. So Mr. Xi is in Europe, hat in hand, trying to bring additional capital, additional investment to China, but that's a very difficult sell these days.
So he's looking for foreign investment in Europe. At the same time, someone is boasting that we're doing better because we're importing. We're exporting the equipment that wraps around the high-end chips that we can't produce. They still can't produce those chips, right? They're trying to imitate them. But I remember the last time we talked about it, they're doing the everyday routine run-of-the-mill chips, but they're not doing the high-end. Is that still true, Chris?
That's correct, John. The Taiwanese and TSMC are solidly 7 to 10 years ahead of the Chinese with the state-of-the-art TSMC capabilities. You also, because of the export ban on companies such as ASML, the Dutch photolithography tool maker that makes the tools that make the best chips in the world, those are banned from export to China. So China will remain at a strategic disadvantage because chip making is a truly global endeavor to make the world-class state-of-the-art, and China cannot buy the tools to be able to do that.
All right, now I put it all together. We have a headline in the Financial Times. Hong Kong court bans protest anthem deemed seditious by city officials. More suppression of Hong Kong. Hong Kong was the entry port for direct financial investment for decades. That's where people went because you trusted the courts, and the courts were transparent, not the same on the mainland. All right, Hong Kong was crushed. And it's no longer regarded as a safe place to do financial business because you're watched and because you can be detained. All right. Therefore, Xi is in Europe looking for direct foreign investment, having crushed the opening to the mainland. And every day it's repeated, such as today. Not even allowed to sing an anthem because so-called city officials regarded it as treacherous. All right. She is praising Macron over champagne and allowing cosmetics to come into China. These things don't go together, Chris. He's looking for money in Paris. He's blocked, crushed, destroyed the entry that people trusted for decades. There's no substitute. At the same time, he doesn't have access to high-tech TSMC quality chips to put together these little devices that are so desired, the AI stuff. And he's got a property bubble collapse. The consumers won't buy. All this adds up to he's running in place and going backwards. Does he know this?
John, I think he knows it from the hard statistics. The challenge is whether they will admit that. If you look at 5 years, 10 years ago, where you were seeing between $300 and $500 billion a month of inflow into China, a foreign investment, that's reversed course to now being about $200 billion a month of outflow from China to rest of the world of people taking money out of China. That capital crunch is what is tightening the proverbial economic noose around Mr. Xi. And unfortunately or fortunately, China is all about business. So at a certain point, if this continues, he will risk stability, political stability, social stability, as the economy continues to falter, while also facing the headwinds of the property decline and liquidity problems with many of the regional governments over bad debt.
Unemployment. We've talked about this week after week. I have no reason to believe the picture has changed. I do have that odd anecdote about people flying directly into the U.S. They can fly directly into the Free States of Micronesia, I believe, and take a boat to Tainan and maybe even take a boat to Guam. That's one route in to the U.S. to find work. The other is the Darien Gap. Generally speaking, unemployment is said to be at a crisis level in China. But that's generally speaking. You have information specific to the factories south of Shanghai. Is there any change in their employment picture?
John, the markets there are still slow. You still see solicitation from factories for work as the global consumer continues to be pressured. For the first time now in a generation, we're seeing electronics manufacturers in China doing layoffs and force reductions in size because the capital's just not there to sustain the businesses.
Leaving China aside right now, I see no brightness around Xi's trip whatsoever. He's praising Viktor Orban in Hungary. Okay, fine. That's a good thing to praise as an independent person. Okay, fine, but that's not direct foreign investment. We come home to America. The Federal Reserve is paused. The ECB promises a cut. The Bank of England, in these last hours, has kept its rates the same. All of this means the price of money remains high, and that translates into a business slowdown, or does it? Your measure of business in America right now, the retail business, because you can see the franchises, is it still spending? Is it leaning on the credit cards? Are there limits that you can see?
John, you're starting to see in multiple sectors, the consumer is signaling that they're broke. 30% interest rates on credit cards are really taking their toll. So such that the cost of capital from the Fed remains high, that's pressuring the U.S. consumer, that's pressuring the global consumer, and you're seeing a noted slowdown not only in the franchisees and fast food environments, but in dollar stores and general retail. There are more and more signals that the consumer is tapped out, and that's starting to show waves of effect.
Commercial real estate. You identified this more than a year ago, and here it is. Routinely now, there are headlines every week. The one that was featured in what I was reading was a building regarded as a trophy in San Francisco. Google is leaving this enormous, beautiful building overhanging a beautiful vision of San Francisco and the Bay. Google has an office building that's going to retain, but it's an older building. It's not this gem. Now, Google leaving San Francisco sounds like the end, is it?
I wouldn't say it's the end. I would say it's a further indication of pullback. The tech industry is pulling back from the city more and more. Part of that is right sizing of the businesses where you're seeing layoffs and reductions in force to align to the economic realities of the world, but also the issues of safety in the city and all of the micro issues that employees have to go through while going through the city. But there's definitely tech pullback from San Francisco for the first time in a generation.
And commercial real estate, which isn't the same as a trophy building. Is there any improvement in that outlook with the price of money?
Not at all. As long as federal interest rates and the Fed keeps the rate high, you continue to see new emerging cracks. This week, there were cracks indicated in the multi-unit apartment business, which is certainly different than the office business, but saying that defaults are rising there quickly and more business models in real estate cannot sustain these very high rates.
So they're being squeezed. The bankers are being squeezed. And what is their method to defend themselves? What do they do?
The bankers are trying various methods from extend and pretend to restructure loans to forcing recapitalizations to assuming some of these loans and trying to liquidate the assets. The bankers are doing the best they possibly can to keep the plates spinning from becoming an existential risk to many of these banks with commercial real estate defaults.
6 months to the election. Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage business on all the occupied continents. I'm John Bell.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.